Okay.
It's okay. In
just fine.
Introduction to Fascism and Pathology, Ed Gein specifically talks about not just violence as a tactic, and I think part of this is his whole why it was wrong and why it didn't work out and lives lost and people incarcerated and how this ended up being bad. But more specifically, when the right kind of violence is the right kind of tactic at the right time, and finding those weak spots in an already existing system and exploiting that. And that's kind of very much the theory that I believe in. And I guess I just wanted to hear you talk more about that. Elaborate on what you started with and run with it a little more.
Okay. Ed Mead in the introduction to Fascism as Pathology. And for those who don't know, Ed Mead was an individual who engaged in armed struggle in the 1970s, was apprehended, convicted, and did 20-some-odd years. I don't remember exactly how long. It was an eternity in maximum security as a result, and came out just before the book was put together, and wrote this. He did not, however, say at any point that armed struggle was wrong. He also doesn't refer to it as violence. Armed struggle is armed struggle. Okay. What he said was that there had been miscalculations on the part of the group that he was a participant in, and maybe more broadly in the movement, as to the propriety and emphasis that should be placed on armed struggle at a particular point in the early 1970s when he went down. And that was counterproductive. It was counterproductive in a couple of ways, not least of which was a bunch of people who were seriously committed, unswervingly committed, as a matter of fact, ended up dead or in cages as a result, and the movement lost those, and it also intimidated people who weren't as clear in their politics as the people who were engaged in the armed struggle. And so there's questions of context that have to be raised. What's the condition of the consciousness of the movement at the time when something is considered? What is it that you hope to achieve by it? And that has to be clearly understood. And does the potential cost, okay, because you can always lose people. You have to just factor that in. Are you going to gain more than you're likely to lose by it? It's a real military kind of calculus. It's also a political calculus. Can you explain what happened in terms that will lead to a greater clarity of consciousness among people who are not yet politically engaged? Do you have the possibility of doing that in any broad sense? Or will it be something appropriated and articulated back through the edifice of mass media and so on in a way that is entirely contrary to itself and counterproductive in that sense? Well, those implicate a bunch of things. And no, I cannot give you a situation analysis because I don't have a situation to give you an analysis of. Okay? Not specific. And it is very specific. It's contextually specific. It has to be something that arises out of the immediacy of the conditions one confronts. One not only as an individual, but one as a group as well. Okay, you get a broader movement than that, then you get the interactivity and there's a greater degree of complexity. And as I say, these tactical considerations fit into an overall strategy. What are you trying to accomplish overall in the end? How does this fit into it? You're looking to reform the state so it's kinder, gentler, fascist, imperialist power? Or you want to abolish it? I mean, that's a fundamental kind of question. Yeah. Well, in your case, maybe I get that clarity. But if I set 9 people, probably this is not a representative sample in this room, okay? If I set 9 random people who identify themselves as somehow or another being a part of the movement, however we're going to define it, because it seems a multiplicity of special interests that are each operating out there, since somebody, some brilliant soul, probably a postmodernist of some sort, announced that there was no hierarchy of oppression, okay? Makes all forms of oppression equal, everyone even, yeah. Right. So since I'm oppressed by smokers, my combat against ashtrays is equivalent to your combat against genocide, and probably you should come over and spend some time with me anyway because it's more important because it's here. Yeah, you get this kind of stuff. They're not real clear what the end of game goal is supposed to be. Well, we got a whole lot of consciousness work that goes into that, but the consciousness work cannot be a not mutually exclusive, self-contained process. That's the bit about we read a lot of books, and then we write a lot of books, make sure everybody's informed continuously, speaking truth to power, And we end up like Homi Bhabha announcing that writing is actually akin to warfare. In fact, writing is warfare. In fact, writing is the only valid kind of warfare because all the rest of them are going to be subject to these class analysis and critiques, and there's always going to be this unrepresentative quality to it. You really can't engage in anything that's not counterproductive and still scribble on. Yeah. Yeah. So we got a lot of sharpening to do. All right? But it has to be a praxical kind of sharpening, which is not just an intellectual thing and not just, oh, hey, let's go out and burn the SUVs in a car lot kind of thing. We're here to fuck things up. Doesn't quite provide enough analysis for most people. Okay. We got to take the theory and inform the practice, and from the practice, learn how to alter the theory and have that kind of thing going, but with a clarity that we really do want to effect a fundamental change, which means an abolition of the existing structure. That's the only fundamental change that's at hand. So no, we don't get them to pass a new rule that prevents somebody from doing something that we don't like. And no, we don't get a new rule to keep them from putting something in the food that we don't like. And no, you know, we're not going to go to the legislature and lobby. And no, we're not probably going to get an ultimate solution by going to court and filing a suit. You know? And when you get done by process of elimination, taking out the things that aren't going to lead in that direction in the end, although they may have at any given moment a certain tactical expediency, we may engage in litigation, we may engage in lobbying, not as be-all, end-all that it's going to achieve our result, but it leads towards that purpose of actually having the thing undone, in pieces, gone, and something else in its place. Long, long time in this country before I encountered that kind of consciousness in any particular broad sense, as opposed to confusion. That has to do with the nature of the discourse, that has to do with the nature of self-indulgence, sense of privilege. It's repudiated, still exists, and I'll own it too.